Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. If you've ever been filled with regret and sadness about the past and are wondering about the whys in your life, today's show is for you. Our book is Blue Rose Bookstore, The Gift of Why, by first-time author Karen Barno. Karen joins us today to share Annie's story and why she wrote it. Karen, welcome to The Author Show.
Hi, Linda. Thank you very much. It's my honor to be here.
Karen, will you give us an overview of Blue Rose Bookstore, The Gift of Why?
It's meant as a spiritual journey. The timing is awesome because we have the Me Too sexual harassment taking place, and this book is really about Annie trying to make sense of her past, to find understanding and the abuse that took place, and to heal it so she can find out that who she really is was not who she thought she was.
What served as the inspiration for Annie's story?
Just talking to so many women that have abuse in their background, and they bury it through food or alcohol or sleeping around or however they choose to hide the pain. And it was just, you got to bring it out and look at it and heal it so you can step into who you really are and quit living that fearful child.
Well, tell us, what is The Gift of Why?
The Gift of Why is finding out who you're really meant to be. No matter what you do in life, once you understand why, whenever something happens, if you just stop back and say, why did that happen? And wait for the answer, it makes things so much better. Because when you understand why you were abused or why you got divorced or why somebody got cancer, it just makes the healing process much easier.
Does the why often turn into a blame game, or is the concept of why just learning to deal with it on your own?
The concept of why is to understand your part in the greater universe, to understand that everything has meaning and has a reason. And blaming does no good because, as I say in the book, you made the choice through everything that happened in your life was a choice you made. So live with your choices, accept them, and move forward.
That's excellent advice. So tell me, while writing your book, were you picturing any particular type of reader?
Women that are 45 to 60 that are looking around saying, is this it? They're at the crossroads of their life. Their children are in high school, college, or moved on. Whether they're married or not was inconsequential. It's you get to that moment where it's, what's next? And all of a sudden you realize, I have got to look within. I've got to figure out what my real purpose is. And when you ask that question, your life diffuses. You ignite your possibilities of everything that you've got to start looking at everything to find that answer.
Do you think that men can benefit from reading your book as well?
Absolutely. Especially as more men are coming forward and talking about their moments of harassment and sexual abuse, so they can also put meaning to it. Because I think it impacts men in a much different way than sex abuse or harassment impacts women.
Do you feel that there is any other author who may have influenced your writing style?
I read probably two or three books at a time. I think just a lot of them have impacted. I really can't think of anybody right at this moment.
That's fair enough. So what makes Blue Rose Bookstore, The Gift of Why, stand out in a crowd?
I think it's raw and I think it's gritty. I think it's very real. And it takes you through the path of how somebody who lived Annie's life can turn it around and become the person she's meant to be.
How much of your own experience as a professional coach is woven into Annie's story?
Probably most of it, because I had to work through a lot of demons in my childhood, and I had to figure it out without the benefit of going to counseling or anything, because I've always believed if there's a book I can read, then I can figure something out. Hasn't always held true, but for the most part, you know, I can't fix a car. So it's just kind of what you have to go through. You have to face the reality. You have to face the truth. And that's the hardest part of change, is facing it. Once you look at it and open it up and say, okay, this is what happened, the healing actually is, to me, the easiest part.
So other than you / Annie, do your characters take on traits of people you know, or are they pure imagination?
Oh, they're all somebody. Every character is somebody that I have crossed in my life, meaning in a positive way, not crossed negative. Everybody has a face to it.
I was captivated by your lovely book cover. Who designed this beautiful graphic?
I actually had it designed on an overseas website.
Will Annie or any of your other characters return to us in a sequel or a series?
Yes, the next book, I'm going to start working on it this weekend, actually. In this book, I have Annie going to an island, and she comes back 3 months later to go to the bookstore to reunite with Bree. But I don't talk about what happens on the island, the spiritual journey. So the next book is going to be the actual spiritual journey that she goes on while she's on the island.
Is Blue Rose Bookstore similar to anything else we may have read?
I think it weaves a theme of a lot of books similar. I can't think of any at this moment, but I think there's more and more books being written on survival, on moving forward, on overcoming.
When we particularly think about sexual harassment, we think of women being abused by men. We very seldom ever think of it being the reverse. But quite frequently, particularly if it makes it to court, it tends to end up that the abuser is almost the one put on trial because they question everything about his or her past and what she or he could have done to have brought it on. How do you approach that?
I think with the recent movement taking place with more women coming out publicly about their abuse, I think that tide's going to turn because the conversation's being opened with the women harassment and the guys having to come forward and being held accountable, that I think the court systems are eventually going to loosen up and understand that the man is not always right.
In the case of physical abuse or drug or alcohol addiction, it's been my experience with some friends of mine that like breeds like. In other words, if my mother was married to an alcoholic, chances are I will marry an alcoholic, and the chances are my daughter will as well. Do you find that holds true in your coaching?
Not really. I think people swing one or two ways, though. I think either they swing that my mother is an alcoholic, so I'm an alcoholic, or my mother is an alcoholic, therefore I don't drink. But I think it's pretty much 50-50. But the ones who have chose not to drink because their mother was an alcoholic, they still have the scars of being raised by an alcoholic mother.
Exactly.
They may not be drinking, but they might be eating or they might smoke. I mean, it's coming out some other way in their life.
So what would you say is the primary message in Blue Rose Bookstore that you want your readers to remember?
That you can overcome anything, no matter how bad it hurt, whether physically or mentally, no matter how bad you feel about yourself. Stop living somebody else's story about you and start living your story about you. So take control of yourself, take control of your story, and you can overcome it. One of the reasons why in the book I have Annie as a millionaire, because I want people to understand that it doesn't matter how much money you have or how influential your friends are, like all her friends, if you notice, were very influential. It doesn't matter. She still had her demons she was coming from. So overcome the demons and you'll be so much happier.
You mentioned previously that there had been demons that you felt if you could read a book, it would fix it. So a lot of people work their way through their issues by reading about things like that. Others work their way through their issues by talking to a counselor. Just talking to someone on the street, someone you met over coffee today, and you discovered that they had some issues, what would you tell them as far as what to do next?
I would tell them to sit down and to first realize it wasn't their fault. That's the hardest thing, because when you're abused, you're made to feel like it's your fault. To understand it wasn't your fault. To start forgiving. And when I say forgiving, everybody thinks when you have to forgive, you need to call up the abuser and say, hey, I forgive you. I don't mean that at all. You never need to look at that person as long as you live. You just need to forgive and give it to the universe. So take time to realize those two things and start looking at it. Just slowly look at what happened, understanding that it wasn't your fault, and just slowly start healing it. And it helps to have somebody to talk it out with that's been there, that understands it.
And is that something that Annie goes through in The Gift of Why?
She does. She talks with Ambidra in the bookstore and tries to put meaning to it, because she has ran from the abuse all the time through drugs and sleeping around. Then she gets married, and although her on the outside her life looks fantastic, within she's a train wreck. And Bidra makes her start looking at things and makes her face and help her find the understanding behind it. And once you can understand that this is the path that you walk, and everything has meaning. So if you've been abused, there's a meaning behind it. Now, and some people, it's so they can go and help other women that have been abused. So there's a purpose from it. Because, I mean, we're here on Earth. We all have a purpose.
What is Annie's relation to the Blue Rose Bookstore?
She just kind of arbitrarily shows up there one day. She's on a forced vacation. So one of her investors will give her money, but Annie's exhausted, needs to take a break. And the investor can see that what's going on with Annie. He's the only one that can really understand that she's drinking too much and she's burning the wick on both ends. If she wants money and more investment for her business, she has to go stay at his beach house. She does. She ends up at the bookstore and meets Bidra. And the bookstore is a very spiritual place. It's located on the ocean. And actually, it's a dream of mine is to own a used bookstore on the beach. So that's where the bookstore comes from, actually, is my dream to have that.
I love it. So will you share with us an excerpt from the Blue Rose Bookstore?
I sure will. Youngin, if you were to forget what happened, there'd be no sense, no purpose for the event to have occurred in the first place. Annie's response, that would be fine with me. Do you think Spirit placed you here to suffer for no reason? Yes. So Annie, in this most powerful universe where we're all interconnected, people are supposed to suffer for no reason? Yes. Annie, there is a reason for all and all has a reason. Otherwise, what would be the sense for the suffering? Bingo. First thing you said we agree on, what's the sense? There's always a reason. So I have to find the sense, the reason for all this. That's bullcrap. Your purpose will be illuminated. Every event has a reason. Learn the reason, understand the event. So keeping with your line of thought, throwing out the trash has a reason? Annie said, disgusted. Yes, perhaps it's the act of walking outside or the act of helping the environment. What's important is the meaning you place on the act, the event. For you, it's the meaning you've placed on the abuse or how you chose to interpret the abuse. So you're saying change the meaning, change the emotion? Change what it means to you in this minute. Reframing the meaning takes away the power of the event. You can reframe your memories to make them easier to live with. Well, change them overnight. Change isn't a video game. You don't get to skip a level. So I won't forget. No, but you can change the power of the memory. You have to know it wasn't your fault. It was the destiny you chose. Whatever. Understand, Youngin, you have complete dominion over you. Most people fear the answer or fear that the answer they find can't be true because it sounds too easy. Don't want to get their hopes up. They believe they can't change the meaning, but the choice has always been yours to make. The power to change is there in you. You just need to do the work. That is, to find your answer to why. You have to understand the event, then find your gift hidden in the why of it. You own this life, so own the experiences and the meaning you give it. You and you alone control the meaning you place on the abuse. They sat in silence for some time, watching the seagulls dive into the ocean for their dinner. Let's try looking at this a different way, Annie. What is your gift? Making money. No. What is your true gift? Why are you here, gift? And it goes from there to look for your purpose.
Wow, that is wonderful. So tell me, Karen, where can we learn more about you, about your work, and where can we purchase Blue Rose Bookstore, The Gift of Why?
I have a website at www.karenbarno.com, and the book is online. And once you purchase it online, you can pop back over to my website and enter the information into my website and receive some book bonuses.
Karen, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us today. Annie's story is one that a lot of women around the world will relate to. I really enjoyed learning about The Gift of Why and appreciate your sharing with us. When you write your next book, will you come back and visit with us again?
I absolutely will, Linda, and thank you for having me on your show.
Triumph over trauma. That's the core of Karen Barno's book, Blue Rose Bookstore, The Gift of Why. Get caught up in the life, heartache, and humor of Annie as she uncovers the why of traumatic events throughout her childhood. Rejoice with her as she discovers that love always wins. With sensitivity and honesty, Karen has created a powerful adventure and self-help story all rolled into one. That's a review for Blue Rose Bookstore, and it's a great way to close our show, and I thank you for listening. Please visit theauthorshow.com to listen to other featured authors. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide, on demand, every day, 24/7. And for those who like audiobooks, please check out our audiobook store at theaudiobookmarket.com. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Please visit us again as we continue to bring you really good books and really interesting authors on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.